From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos, received the Nobel Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a five-decade-long conflict with Marxist rebels. Despite the peace accord's rejection in a recent referendum, Santos has promised to revive the plan, which many Colombians saw as too lenient on the FARC rebels. Hurricane Matthew hit the east coast of the American state of Florida with heavy winds and storm surge as it was downgraded to a still powerful Category 3 hurricane. Florida Governor Rick Scott made repeated announcements over the past 2 days urging residents to take the storm seriously.
Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. Are you willing to take a chance to risk your life? Are you willing to take a gamble? That's what you're doing. If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
On Thursday, about 1.5 million people were ordered to move inland. It's the most powerful storm to threaten the U.S. Atlantic coast in more than a decade. President Barack Obama has declared states of emergency for parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. In Haiti, the U.N. has already arrived in areas affected by Hurricane Matthew. Officials there say the confirmed death toll is 283. Officials in Pakistan say a powerful bomb blast on a train has killed at least 3 people and wounded several others. The bomb went off Friday in Balochistan province in the southwestern part of the country. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. From Washington, this is VOA. North Korea's relentless pursuit of nuclear weapons is forcing both its allies and its adversaries to rethink the strategies for maintaining regional peace and security. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
North Korean state media denounced U.S. President Barack Obama's policy of strategic patience as ineffective and that it has contributed to the reclusive nation enhancing their nuclear weapons capabilities. On Friday, 38 North, a group that is affiliated with the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, said there is current activity at the Punggye-ri nuclear test site. This increased activity could indicate preparations for a new nuclear test, or it could be follow-up work for the test in September. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
6 U.S. soldiers, along with 2 other men, were indicted Thursday on charges of stealing and selling sensitive military equipment to foreign buyers, including those in China, Russia, and Ukraine. The soldiers are stationed at Fort Campbell, which straddles the American states of Tennessee and Kentucky. The stolen equipment includes sniper telescopes, machine gun parts, body armor, and grenade launcher sights. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug crusade was the forefront of his presidential campaign, and 100 days into his administration, it remains the centerpiece of his presidency. Since taking office on June 30th, more than 3,000 suspected drug dealers and users have been killed, and nearly 700,000 have surrendered in his crackdown. A growing number of critics, including UN and the UN officials and the U.S., as well as the EU, have voiced concerns over the widespread killings. Phil Robertson is deputy director of Human Rights Watch Asia.
I think Duterte has essentially unleashed a slaughter. He has taken out all the rules. He has green-lighted extrajudicial executions. He has harassed and bullied opponents. He's insulted the President of the United States and the United Nations. If this is the first 100 days, it's hard to see what the next 100 days is going to be like.
Polls indicate 3/4 of Filipinos are satisfied with Duterte, even though he is under fire internationally. Police in Turkey have arrested a member of the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK, they suspect for carrying out a bomb attack near an Istanbul police station that wounded 10 people on Thursday. The suspected perpetrator was captured in central Turkey while carrying a fake identification card. Turkey has been hit by a wave of attacks in the past year carried out by Islamic State and the PKK. A U.S. federal court has sentenced a Chinese national to 3 years in prison for agricultural espionage, stealing extremely valuable corn seed and sending it to China for analysis. From Washington, I'm Steve Garish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.